Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Hi, good morning, Dean. Happy
good
gas.
Good morning.
Happy gas over. Happy Don Fartleone week here on the Stephanie Miller Show. It's Pecker Day.
It is. Uh-huh. He's awake. It's alive. It's right down the street. It's not even that far from where I live. I mean, it's not close, but it's still in the same borough. So it's kind of exciting. They're just about to begin the opening statements. I think it'll wake Donald Trump up. They're like, hey, you should listen to this part.
This is important.
And then we're going to start. And you can nap later.
So you've started with your lawyer hat on. But you made another good point about the media, Dean, on Twitter. You said Trump falls asleep in court again, third time this week. If Biden fell asleep at an event, that is all the corporate media would talk about. And if Biden fell asleep 3 times in a week, the media would be saying he doesn't have the stamina to be president, but not the same media coverage when it's Trump. I mean, it really is astounding, isn't it?
It's unbelievable to see. We all know this. They'd be saying you have to use the 25th Amendment to remove Joe Biden. He can't be president. He doesn't have what it takes. Donald Trump falls asleep. And I'm not trying to defend the corporate media. The only thing is they don't have video of it. So perhaps they're like, well, is it true or not? But report Maggie Haven from the New York Times and others reported that he fell asleep. I wish we had video. Then it would be definitive. It would play over and over and over again. Donald Trump doesn't have the stamina. He's a different person than when he left office. He was horrible then. Now he's horrible and cognitively impaired at 77, going to be 78 in a few months.
Yeah,
the guy just
in a couple of months.
Let's be honest.
Yeah, in June, a couple of months, I believe. Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, Dean, and you said it best. I saw you on Amen this weekend, but you said Trump repeatedly falling asleep in court is worse for him than a conviction. People might not follow the legal case or dismiss it as politics, but everyone gets 77-year-old Trump not having the stamina to stay awake. That is deadly to his campaign. I mean, these courtroom sketches, all of it, even without cameras, Dean. You're right. I mean, as someone said, when you're running against Sleepy Joe, you have one job. That is do not fall asleep in public. And he can't even do that.
To me, it's such a clear thing. Because, look, not everyone is like us and your listeners or my listeners following the details of the case and knowing the evidence and knowing what's going on. But everybody gets that the man is falling asleep 3 times in the first week of his trial where he's facing 34 felonies. Like, what's going on? Yeah. Is he on medication? Is he just too old? And that cuts through it. And also, let's add something else. Colbert, Jon Stewart, Jimmy Kimmel all made fun of him, made him a punchline again.
Yeah.
And he hates that. I actually think Trump is ready for a conviction. He's already delegitimized the results of a jury verdict to his followers. But him falling asleep over and over again, you can't immunize yourself from that. Right. It just shows America you don't got it.
Yeah.
And that's such a big issue. So I think it should be amplified more.
Well, speaking of medication, I know you've had Noel Kessler on too. And, you know, he tweeted, what you're seeing regarding Trump in court is who he's been for decades. Addiction produces dysfunction. Half the time he would cancel shoots on Celebrity Apprentice and nobody scheduled him before late afternoon. I've been around a lot of addicts in my career. I'm in recovery myself. And Trump was the worst. I mean, he's been talking about, you know, what everyone's known of, you know, was the truth for years about him. But you're seeing this now that he has to sit there. And I'm like going, are his lawyers dosing him so he'll shut the F up? I don't know, but he looks terrible.
It's not a good look for a jury. I had on, you know, a former prosecutor on my radio show on Friday who said that someone falling asleep once is one thing. You fall asleep numerous times, it makes a jury think like you don't care about this case.
Yeah.
You don't care about them. And add to the fact that Donald Trump is the first defendant that many prosecutors ever saw who didn't stand up when the jury came in and look at them and smile and nod their head. He just sat there. So his lawyers would stand up, the prospective jurors come in. He was being disrespectful from the beginning. Jurors are human beings. They should assess the evidence, but the credibility of the defendant plays a role, and liking the defendant or not liking plays a little role around the edges. Doesn't mean you convict him because you despise the guy, but if the evidence go either way, you're like, this guy doesn't care about any of this. Yeah. He's so arrogant. He thinks he's above it all. Let's convict him. That's what they should do.
Well, Dean, as a lawyer, would you be nervous? Like I was saying last week during, you know, picking the jury, I feel like if you don't think he's a despicable POS, like there's something wrong with you. I feel like that you automatically have a pro-Trump bias. If you say, oh, yeah, I can be fair, I don't have an opinion about him. I mean, I just get nervous that he only needs one, right, for a hung jury or a mistrial.
Right. Look, if they put me in the respective juror box, I would have said I could be fair, you know, a fair trial, a fair conviction, a fair life in prison. I think there are people who – I saw some interviews with some jurors who – weren't chosen.
Yeah.
And what is amazing, and I hope people watch it, they take it very seriously. Mm-hmm. People are like, yes, I can be fair, I can't be fair, or this is an important trial.
Yeah.
People get it. I had some jury trials, not a lot of, I didn't do criminal, I did civil, but I had some jury trials. The jury comes back with a verdict that actually lines up with common sense generally. There are exceptions, but collectively you get them in there and they talk about it very, forget the law, it's common sense. Here's the facts, here's what the law is. Yeah, I think the person's liable or not liable. Here, the damage.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
If you were the attorney on this case, though, Dean, aren't you concerned that these are the most blatant examples of witness tampering, right, and jury intimidation that I've seen between him and his sycophants on Fox or wherever? Is that not a concern? You've got one woman in tears already, right? I mean, you know, right. They said, I can't do this. They figured out who she is.
Mm-hmm. I think that you make a great point. Let's be clear. Donald Trump and Fox News already has tampered with his jury. Juror number two, and that was the juror that Jesse Waters attacked and Trump amplified it. Juror number two was going to be on this jury. Came in the next day before the trial began and said a few days ago, I can't be on this. I'm concerned about being biased or not because people figured out who she was. So already Trump and Fox News has tampered with this jury because the judge had excused her and said she would have been a good juror. She was taken seriously. She was fair and open-minded. So they've already tampered with it. I wrote an article for Substack for my newsletter about what John Gotti did because everyone calls Trump the Teflon Don after Gotti and the Dapper Don. In the Gotti's case, one, they intimidated a witness, and that person goes to court and doesn't identify Gotti in an earlier trial. Be sure who the guy who beat me up was because they had intimidated him. The second one, a juror lied, withheld information, got on the jury. Gotti paid him $60,000, and that juror helped lead to a not guilty verdict. Ultimately, that juror was charged and convicted with obstructing justice later. You have to worry about this. And Steph, there's another thing. There are Republicans who are billionaires who want Trump to get in there for a tax cut, for less regulations. They have millions to make. I'm not saying a billionaire who goes to a Trump rally a Trump event will give money, but why wouldn't they invest in $50,000 to pay off a juror or $100,000? Right. I think there's another level to this that is not just criminal. It's economic. It's investors. They're not donors. They're Trump investors.
What happens with the gag order hearing tomorrow? So we're at least seven times that he's violated the gag order. What happens, do you think?
Well, the judge is going to have a hearing. I think the judge is going to fine Trump. I don't think he's going to imprison him. I think he's going to fine him. I think he's going to lay down the law, so to speak, about future violations. But it's not going to be as simple as your next violation is this penalty, your next violation is that. It's going to be about how egregious the next violation is. And if he does it in front of the judge in court, say he says stuff about a juror or anything along those lines, the judge right there can hold Trump instantly in contempt. It's the statements out of court that necessitate these hearings. So the hearing's a fair thing. It's frustrating to us. You're like, he clearly violated your gag order, right? So I think, I hope you see fines tomorrow. I hope you see the judge say, look, this is going to go up and we're going to lead to you loss of liberty and you're going to be in a prison cell for a day. And I don't care what people say. Trump wants this. It helps him. No, it doesn't help anyone to go to jail.
Yeah.
All right. It doesn't help anyone to be in a prison cell.
Yeah.
Trump loses liberty. He will go nuts. He'll join a prison gang pretty quickly. But besides that, he's not going to want to go to jail. The Orange Brotherhood, that's what he's going to join.
Oh, by the way,
prison gang.
Of all your skills, I didn't know you were also a fashion critic, but you mentioned Stephen Miller saying that Donald Trump is a style icon. And you said it is true. Trump will be the best dressed person in his prison block. He will be modeling a prison chic. I mean, no one does orange like he does, you have to say, right?
No, and Stephen Miller's impressive for a talking gargoyle. You don't usually see that. But in any event, you have Stephen Miller on Fox News sucking up to Trump saying he is a fashion icon. This, yeah. And you know what? Trump will sell his orange suits that he wore in prison to his supporters who will buy it. I wore this on day one. Get it now.
Day one.
Trump will sell everything.
Goes great with the mugshot. Goes great with gold sneakers.
Look at the shank. I got shanked in the shower. You can buy the shank, the shiv that was stabbed in my back. Only $25.
Right.
I'll sign it, or replica for 10.
All right. Now, take your lawyer hat off. Put your Muslim hat on for the most, the most confusing hate tweet I've gotten about the show recently. William tweeted this morning, sad to see that you have Palestinian genocide denier Dean on. Why do you hate the Palestinians so much? That's very confusing, but so are all of the politics surrounding this whole, I have to get your take on, Avi. You know, there's a lot going on at Columbia, my alma mater, USC.
Right.
We just talked about, this week you tweeted USC calls off all speaker appearances at the 2024 commencement after canceling its Muslim valedictorian speech. USC is so committed to ensuring a student who's pro-Palestinian humanity not be permitted to speak. They've now canceled all speakers. This is like white supremacists during Jim Crow, who instead of following court orders allowing black people to use public pools, they closed the pool to all. I said that I think she should be allowed to speak, but clearly security is becoming a concern. I know we're in your backyard over there in Columbia. There's the difference to me, Dean, is you've always been a very strong voice against anti-Semitism. Obviously, as a Palestinian, that's been very powerful, that there is a difference between protest and standing up for Palestinians and anti-Semitism. What's your take on what's happening on campuses?
Well, I mean, I think this is a human issue. We should all stand up against hate. And I posted this morning, and I've read articles in the past during other conflicts, that there is no place for anti-Jew hatred on the side of Palestinian advocates or Palestinian humanity. If you hate Jews, we don't want you. I don't want you advocating for my family in the West Bank if you're a Jew hater.
Yeah.
And so to me, that's the number one thing. Make it clear, your criticism, make it about the policy. Use the name Benjamin Netanyahu, because it's his policies and his military. And this week alone, I shared stories of heartbreaking of children killed playing foosball in a refugee camp in a daytime military drone strike. Yeah. CNN did a great reporting of it, showing the family crying after the bodies were literally picked up. There was no defense of that. Talk about that. That's what moves people. This girl was 10 years old. Her name was like Shadi. And you're like, these are the stories. Don't demonize Jews for the actions of Netanyahu. I think some younger people just don't know enough. I mean, honestly, because they hear Israel and they hear Jewish state and they might think there's some connection between the two. I can assure you Netanyahu is not looking at the religious text before he orders a military strike on Gaza.
Yeah.
He's a right-wing politician who's driven by a right-wing agenda.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
When we get, we have to break, but I have to get your take on Trump basically asking his supporters to protest like the pro-Palestinian protest, except that he is Netanyahu in this scenario. Mm-hmm. They are protesting. He would like them to, you know, protest to support him.
I'm going. I'm bringing the shawarma. Let's go to the courthouses for Trump. That's shawarma for Trump. It's going to be amazing. He is so pathetically needy. He feels left. He's watching the protests for Palestinian humanity. He's going, where are my protests? Why am I not getting that? He doesn't criticize any of it. He's not getting into, is it their anti-Semitism or not? He just wants people to idolize him and protest for him. It is so pathetic. Oh, my God.
Regardless of what you think of every aspect of the issue, Dean, they're protesting a genocide against innocent people. He is guilty. He's trying to compare himself. I mean, what is it this week? He was Jesus and Mandela last week, I think. I mean, it's... I mean, you made a good point. You were talking about...
I did? What?
You always do. But Ro Khanna voted against the Israel aid, and he said it was a stance against a blank check to Netanyahu. And you always make that distinction, too. You know, you said we wanted... He said we wanted to make it clear there has to be a change in strategy and no more famine and suffering in Gaza. You know, and I know you say it all the time, criticizing the policies of Netanyahu is not anti-Semitism. Many Israelis agree with you, right?
Sure. Sure. Look, there are certain people who completely understand that. There are others who don't really want you to criticize anything about Israeli policy. So they'll throw out, oh, it's anti-Semitic. I think that's kind of losing its traction. I think people are getting it because it's so in our face with this conflict in Gaza. But look, there should be conditions on anyone we're giving foreign aid to, that we're giving our military weapons to, that you can't violate human rights laws. And technically, there really is the Foreign Security, I think, Assistance Act, I think it's called. But it's not specific, in this case, with Israel. I'm all for giving Israel the Iron Dome, Netanyahu, even though I despise Netanyahu, the Iron Dome, it protects people. My fiance's family lives in Haifa. They're Palestinians. They're, you know, they were born there. But so when Iran was firing missiles at Israel, you know, my fiance was running around freaking out because she's fearful for her family's getting killed.
Yeah.
And I share that. So I live in this bizarre world where there are Palestinians living in Israel. 20% of the country are Palestinians. And in Iran, they could kill my family in the West Bank. Their missiles don't know any better. They're not that sophisticated. We need a global peace solution. And I think solving the Palestinian crisis with a state for the Palestinian people is a big step in pulling away the passion of those who are really, truly anti-Israel. They're like, well, there's a Palestinian state now. Let's focus on building that up and make it economically sustainable and thrive.
And also, you're part Sicilian. So you're just a hot 23andMe mess. You are just...
By the way, I did 23andMe. I'm exactly what I claim to be. I'm exactly half Palestinian, half Sicilian. The difference is my Arab side is all spread out from like northern, from middle Africa through like Saudi. The Italian side, they just put the lawn chair down in Italy like, we're here. We're done. We're not going anywhere. We're sitting. Put the Christmas lights up. We're just staying.
The Dean Obadalla Show. It is a must listen here on SiriusXM. We love you, Dean. Thanks so much, honey.
Thanks. Love you too. Take care.
All right.